Welcome to everyone in the house, those that are viewing tonight, today. This is the greatest season of your lives. And you have to believe, you get to choose. God's given you the opportunity to choose what you believe today has to offer you. And I tell you this, something great is going to happen today. You believe it, Chad? Yeah! This is the greatest season of your life. God's freed you from sin and strife. All you have to do is say, amen. This is the greatest season. Beyond a doubt, there is no reason that God will not show you everything He has for you. Just say amen. 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 Just say amen. 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 Just say amen. 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 This is the greatest season. You have absolutely no reason but to hear and to see and to say everything that God wants you to know today. This is the greatest season of your life. Freed you from your sin and strife. Lift your voice and say, yes, yes, and God before me, who can be against me? He's the Lord that leads me, guides me in the way I should go. Say everything I need to hear, everything I need to know. God, your everlasting presence leads me today. So I say, yes and amen, man. Oh, that's who I am, man. Scriptures tell us, agree with the Lord and good will happen to you. Agree. Bad days are coming. Those tough days are coming. But I love the spirit of David when he said, I know you're all afraid of the giant and this great army, but he said, I'm excited. Can't help myself. I'm excited. Something great is going to happen today. Because if anything that looks like opposition comes my way, God's going to make it bow its knee before me so everyone can see that you are God with me. Say, God with me, God for me, God in me, God through me. Say it, God with me, God for me, God in me, God through me. Say it, God with me, God for me, God in me, God through me. Say it, God for me, God with me, God in me, God through me. God before you, who can be against you? No one. Say, God before me, who can be against me? No one. Come on, say it. God before me, who can be against me? No one. Say it.
God before me, who can be against me? No one.
I believe it, say.
God before me, who can be against me? No one.
Absolutely.
No, 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 no.
God before me, who can be against me? No one. No, no, no. Every moment, every second, He's with me in my way. To lead me, to guide me, to show me, to tell me that He loved me. He's with me in spirit and power. The blessing of the Lord rain on me this hour. I will say of the Lord, you are my God and my strength. Your virtue flows in me and through me. When people look at me, they're going to see you. When they hear me, they're going to hear you. We are one. Abide in the vine. We abide in you. And your word abides in me. I'm excited to see what glorious things you're going to do in all these people and in me. So I lift my voice and say, what a glorious day this will be. Now look at your neighbor and say, something great is going to happen today. Say it with conviction. Come on. Say,
something great
is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Something really, really great.
Something really, really
going to happen. Something great.
Something great.
Beyond imagination, expectation. expectation, anticipation is gonna happen. Exceeding, abundant, above, beyond. All I know to ask or think, gonna happen to me. Keep your eyes right here. Just watch and you will see. For the Spirit of the Lord bears witness in me that Christ is with me, in me, and through me. So I lift my voice and say glory to God today. Something great is going to happen. If you believe that, lift your voice and shout, yeah! You can take your seats this morning. Take them like you own them. Take your place, take your position, and say to the Lord, God, you're with me. You know, the great thing about David when he faced Goliath is he decided what the day was going to look like. He decided what the day was going to turn out to be. He decided what was going to happen because he was a prophet. I mean, you don't think about David a lot as a prophet, but he was a prophet because he spoke by the Spirit of God. God spoke to him, and what God said to him, he says to those that were around him, just like Jesus said. He said, whatever the Father shows me, whatever the Father says to me, whatever I've seen the Father do, he said, I'm going to say it to you. Something astounding about the word every time I think about Christ is where the scriptures say that Christ was hidden for all the ages, all the principalities, all the powers. No one really knew the fullness of who Christ was until God sent him into the world. And the word says God made him manifest. And in him dwelt the fullness of God. He was always with God. He was God. He is God. He is the Word of God. But the fullness of God was not manifest until he sent him into the earth according to the will of the Father. And you are destined in the earth just as much as Christ was destined in the earth, because he's the one that destined you. And it isn't arrogance. It isn't pride. It's humility and surrender. And the word says humility comes from wisdom. And the word says, with all you're getting of wisdom, get understanding. And it's important to have the understanding as to who you are. Again, when you know, you'll know who you are when you know whose you are. And if we belong to God, he takes care of his things. He takes care of his people. He takes care of his creation. And he said, if you being evil or have the tendency to be evil, know how to do good, how much more will I give you the kingdom? And then the word says, one time the disciples came to Jesus and they said, why are you speaking to us in parables? Why are you talking to us in the format of parables? And Jesus said, because the kingdom of God is a secret and it has to be revealed. And again, God doesn't hide it from us. He hides it for us. I love what my wife said last Sunday. God doesn't play hide and seek. We tend to play hide and seek. Certain aspects of our life, it's not about going out and announcing to the world the things you should have done that you didn't and the things you shouldn't have done that you did do. It's not about that. It's about repenting, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Is that word used anymore? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's a good thing. To repent means the best way you have for me, that's the way I want to go. The thing that's going to bring me the fullness of joy and the insight to what my life is really about, that's what repentance is about. It means turn away from calamity, turn away from destruction, and turn in the way of life. Seek the one that created you. Today didn't show up. Today didn't just come up. Today was made. And the scriptures tell us that. It says, this is the day that God has made. And sometimes we take a lot of things for granted of you. And when God quickens that seed and you wake up, no one has to convince you that it's God. No one can convince you. I can talk to you about Jesus all the time, but I can't show you him. I can talk to you. I can preach to you all the time. I can prophesy the most incredible things to you. But unless that seed, because all I'm saying to you, when a prophet speaks a word, what he's doing is he's talking to a seed. He's not talking to your head. He's talking to a seed that God has already predetermined and put on the inside of you. That's why he knows his word will come to pass, because he said, I've already sent it to you. He said, my word is yes and amen. Doesn't just mean what I say I'm just going to do. It means it's already performed. My word is performed in you as a seed. Take a seed, put it in the ground. The minute it dies to itself, what does it look like? Exactly where it came from. That's the word of prophecy. on the inside of you. And every single individual, I can prophesy to anyone. I can prophesy to everyone because it's not up to me. I don't tell God what to say, but what it is it's the soil that calls to the seed. It's the soil that calls to the seed. It's the soil that calls to the seed. How great a word do you want? How great a word? Jesus said, let me show you how this works. He said, the kingdom of God isn't over there. It's not over here. It's not in the east. It's not in the west. It's kingdom of God is on the inside of you. Kingdom of God. No, the kingdom of God is not a place. The kingdom of God is a mind. It's the mind of God, the thoughts of God. How incredible that God's thoughts are in my mind. That he predestined me. Well, if he predestined us, why is it that so many don't walk in that destined will of the Father? Why? Why? He said, I will lead you. He didn't say, I will carry you. I will lead you in the way that you should go. Before God gives you insight, he will give you instruction. He will instruct the soil. And the seed is only going to go into the soil that it's going to produce. Jesus said, a sower went out to sow, and he said, this is the kingdom of God. A sower went out to sow, and he sowed seed. And he said, some seed fell by the wayside. And Jesus says these words. He says in Matthew 13, he says, this is the explanation of the sower. This is what Jesus focused on. He said, the sower sowed seed, and the seed that fell by the wayside that evil destroyed. I said in my life today, I said, I know the way the world looks. I know the way it's going, but I'm telling you, I see the dawning of a brand new day. I see the building of a new, I cannot preach the end of time. I can't tell you you're going to be snatched out of here tomorrow. I have to tell you something different. I have to tell you the kingdom of God is going to do such a radical work in the earth that people are going to come to the believers and say, I want to occupy your territory. Those people that have wielded authority and power and influence are going to say, I saw a witness in you that bore witness to me, just exactly like the brother said, when you see the prophecy of the word in me, don't be jealous of me. Don't be jealous of your neighbor. Don't be jealous of your friend. Look at them and say, I'm remembering that about me. Every day that you pray, you need to say, even if you don't know what you're remembering, you should pray, God, I remember. I remember. I remember being with you. I remember being one with you. I remember being in unity with you. I remember knowing all the wondrous things you were going to do in me. I remember I'm one of your thoughts. I am one of your memories. I have the mind of Christ. And that mind really is humility. And the word says humility is a strength. It brings you into a place where the seed can be sown. And Jesus said, here it is. He said, the seed that fell by the wayside, this is what the parable is all about. He said, the seed fell by the wayside and it was snatched. It was stolen away because there was no understanding in the heart. He said, because they didn't understand. So how important is the word, not just a prophetic word, but how important is the word of revelation? A real prophet has a real message. What is the word of revelation for today? I said to my wife, we're walking in the dawn of a new day. I know the way people think it's going to go. There are things I have tried to get out of, tried to get away, and I can't. If I go and hide myself in the darkest cave, God sends something or somebody and drags me out of the cave. If I crawl back into that cave, he sends two more angels and he drags me out, just like he did with Elijah, and he's going to do the same thing with you. You can't run from what God has called you to do. You can't hide from the blessing that the Lord has assigned you. You can ignore it and not enjoy it, but you can't really run from it. God is going to lead you in the way that you should go, but you need to know how important the word of revelation is. How do I know that I have understanding? When I begin to turn into the word of revelation that I hear, when I lose control of my mind, and I begin to take on the essence of his mind, and I begin to remember. I remember that I'm healed, and my body just got healed, the presence of the Lord. When God touched Steve, he just had a memory. He remembered the way his body was supposed to be. That was the spirit God put in him before he ever thought he had an issue. God said, before you had an issue, before you thought to do wrong, before your members even came together, I knew you. I knew every part of you. I called out your name. Moses said, God, you say you know me by name, but he said, who will you send with me? What will you give to me? And God said to Moses, and the Lord replied to Moses and said, my presence will go with you. My presence will go with you. God told Moses, I'm not carrying you, I'm leading you. God knows his part, do you know yours? God knows what to do you know yours? God knows where he wants to take you, do you know yours? Do you know where you're supposed to stand? And then God said, he said, don't be like the horse or the donkey that needs a bridle in its mouth to turn it the way that it should go. Hear me. And God said, Moses, and then Moses says to God, he says, we will not go. He said, why should we go? What will separate us from the rest of the people if your presence doesn't go with us? So first, Moses says, God, you told me what to do, but I need some details here. God said, I won't give you a detail. I'm about to give you a boot in the backside. Here's a detail. No one's going with you except my presence. And who and whatever God decides to put that presence within, God's presence will go with you. You are going to remember. Healing or joy or peace isn't something you have to look for. It's something you need to remember. 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 As often as you do this, do what? You take in my body. Remember. 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 I'm in you, and I abide in you. I'm the vine. You're the branch. You cannot bear any fruit except you abide in me. And you will abide in me. And I will bear fruit in you. And I will show you great and mighty things. We are not in a desperate time. We're in a season of the greatest awakening that we have known in generations and generations and generations. And this is not a repeat of any other time. It is not a recap of any other season. This is a dawning of a time, an experience, an expression, an elevation, an institution, a school, an education, an evaluation, a determination by the hand of God. That there's never been, nor will there ever be, a moment like this. So the word says, say of the Lord, this is the day. Didn't show up. Didn't happen because it did yesterday. This is a day you have made. And in you and in it I rejoice. And I'm exceedingly glad. I won't not be led. I won't lose my way. Prophecy of affirmation. Affirmation of prophecy. I will walk in the way of the Lord. I will hear his voice. Before God gives you insight, he will give you instruction. So the understanding is there, so the word you receive doesn't go away. I would know the number of people that said, you gave me a word 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or a day ago. But it's the people 5 years, 10 years ago. You gave me a word, and I never saw it come to pass until yesterday. Until yesterday. What is that? God just delaying. He just busy somewhere. You know, God's busy. He's got a big world. Lots of planets and stars and trying to keep the universe intact.
He's a busy God. He's a God of rest. He's a God of it is finished. He's not reevaluating. He's waking you up. The word says, wake up, arise. This season, this time, isn't to be evaluated. It's to be absorbed. It's to be understood. Never been a time like this time. Never been a day like this day. What God is illuminating the minds of a generation, and what we have to do, we have to seek for the revelation. Paul said it like this, I pray for you all the time that you may have the spirit of wisdom and understanding, that you may know him better. Because when you know him better, you'll know yourself well. And when you know yourself, the one that God said, it's good and I bless it. The earth isn't a bad place. It's a perfect place. We live in a perfect world. Society's a little strange, but a perfect world. God seasoned the soil of this time in such a way that he's preparing the hearts of people so when they hear a word, it transforms. Instruction before insight. Instruction before insight. Don't resist the instruction of the Lord. So when the insight comes, you keep it. I've said this probably 1,000 times. There is nothing more disappointing in life than having something you really, really want and having it just long enough to kiss it goodbye. Our God is the eternal God, and what he does, he wants it to remain. He wants it to stay. And so he wants you to stay. He wants his word in you to do what hasn't been done before. And all we want to do is get back to the way it was. I told you, it'll never be the way it was. Never again. God be greatly praised. Thank you, Father. This isn't a day of boredom. This is a day of excitement. This is the greatest season of your life. I've been prophesying that for a long time. The economy is going to start giving you stuff at half price. We're going to be so saturated and inundated that there's just, well, my wife, we've been prophesying this for a few weeks. The news just started saying there's such an overstock of furniture and of foods and of clothing that the major market players in the world are discounting their stuff 40 to 50% off because there's an overstock. Donna called me the other day and said, the word of the Lord unfolding. There it was. I don't have to worry about what I say. I just have to listen. But you have to do your part. You have to be the soil that calls to the seed. Jesus said, I'm looking for soil. He said, the good soil. What's that? The soil that has understanding. Where did it get it? You have to be hungry for something. I could be hungry to just get up and preach. I've been doing this since I was a kid. I could preach with my eyes closed. Actually, I do a lot of times. I preach with my eyes closed. But what's in my heart is, God, what is it you would say, create today? Create today, not a rehearsed portion of yesterday, the day before, and 3 weeks ago on a Wednesday. That was a good day. Not a compilation of those, but create today by an event created by your word. Make today something new. Every day is new. And when we live a rehearsed life, then the newness of today falls away, and your mind and your body knows it because the evolution, and I'm not talking goofy stuff, the transformation of who we've been called to be reveals itself, transforms, evolves as the Word of God is awakened on the inside. If you're not feeling good today, if you've lost your peace today, if you're wrestling with something today, it's not a bad day. If you're holding after God, no enemy is pursuing you. The devil doesn't have any faith. Jesus made it clear when he spoke and he said, you've seen, but blessed are those who have not seen. You can't see and believe, and you've already seen. Demons can't be redeemed. Demons said, Jesus, you are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. Why weren't they saved? The word says, everyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Because it, by faith. They didn't say who he was because of a revelation. They said who he was because they saw him. Jesus said the same thing to Thomas. You believe, it's not that you believe, it's how you came to believe. It's how you came to believe that matters to me. God isn't going to bring you halfway. He's not going to take you into kind of a new day. This is a dawning of a new day unlike you have ever known before. A season you've never known before. Time that no one can introduce to you. Events that will unfold that are so uncommon that only the word of revelation will bring you into the insight. And with the insight, it remains. And what's important is that we build in this generation. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a lot. Everything is connected. Wherever you are, God has you there. Whatever you're experiencing, God's awakening your mind to something. Every place God takes you, he has something to show you. He's so God. He's so good. He's so faithful. He's so present. He's so alive inside of you. All of those dynamics. Everything God does, he does perfectly. He doesn't know how to do it any other way. There is no other way in him. He can't change because there would be nothing for him to change to. He is all things. All things perfect, all things right. There isn't anything that can happen that would be bad with God. And because you are the fullness of his will, only good can happen to you. No matter what it was. I mean, it seemed like a bad day when the king says, we're making that furnace so hot it's going to glow red, and guess what your next home is? Right inside there. But they said, we'll not be slow to answer you. It's that consistency. It's not the splash. It's the consistency. It's not being sprinkle baptized. It's being submerged. This is a time that God's going to do something in me. There's something so necessary to create a new moment in your life that what you're about to remember is going to heal you. And the Spirit will quicken you and bring all things to remembrance. Whatsoever I have said about you or to you or concerning you or regarding you, you're going to remember. Healing comes. Healing comes. Healing comes. Countless times I've stood on this and many other platforms, too sick to be on the platform. And before I could yet leave, too well to take medication. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All you have to do really, really, really is worship him. What you're going to do when you don't know what to do? I'm going to praise him. He's so amazing. What you're going to do when you don't know what to do? I'm going to praise him. He's so amazing. Prophecy is the new church. Prophecy is the new generation. In the latter days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons, your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. I think I'm seeing visions. I'm not having any dreams. That was a little too loud, Steve. And you will prophesy. This is that moment of prophecy. There's nothing to wait for. I can prophesy at the drop of a hat and be 100% accurate, but I can't drop a seed in a soil that's not ready. How do I get ready? I need understanding. There's a hunger, there's a tenacious appetite that is raining down on a generation. And every day I pray, I pull on heaven and I declare and I say, God, let there be a great awakening to righteousness in the earth. Now, see, and when we hear that, we think, oh man, I'm just dirty. No, you don't get it. I'm not talking about something you're not. I'm talking about something you forgot. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ before the foundation of the world. You are the thoughts of God. You are the essence of His Word. You are the essence of His will. In one moment's time. In one moment's time. Dana? Okay, I can't see your face. Hi, stand. In one moment's time. Remember your joints. Remember your bones. Down the left side of your spine, remember your whole. Remember your whole. Remember your whole. Forget what wasn't that should have been and what was that should not have been. Just remember what you should remember. I pray and I call for the Spirit of God and I prophetically speak into the soul. Your upper intestine, I speak healing right there. No blockage of any kind in the name of the Lord God of heaven and earth. Left ovary, in the name of Jesus, the healing power of the Spirit of a living God. Remember, remember, remember. And all tissue in both lungs, especially the right lung, in the name of the Lord of heaven. Remember, you're well. Remember, you're strong. Remember, you're healthy. And the fatigue and the tiredness will leave you. And strength come back into your body. Remember the strength of the Lord. Remember the days of the youth that God put in you, your first love. Remember. Remember. And be restored in Jesus' name. God said to a prophet one time, prophet, because you're a prophet doesn't mean you can't or don't do something you shouldn't do. Remember what God says and stay the course. God said to a prophet one time, He said, don't go back the way you came. There isn't a reason good enough for you to go back the way you came. Back to the way you're thinking. I see you looking over some information. And I see a book. I see you reading a book. This is like 6 months ago, reading something. And this is what I hear the Lord say, put everything away, set everything aside, and hear from me, the great physician. Listen to what I have to say. Confusing your mind too much with too much information. Be at peace and let God speak to you, and you'll act upon what God puts in your heart. I'm not telling you what to do. God's instructing you. Forget what you shouldn't have remembered and remember what you forgot that you should have remembered. Speak the word of the Lord. God, quicken you according to His Spirit. God, strengthen you in your body. I want you to take 3 deep breaths. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can praise God in the house. God knows what he wants to say to you. Do you know? God knows what you need to hear. Are you interested? God knows what it is that's going to make you. He said, I will lead you in the best way. Don't be like a mule where I've got to tug on the bit this way and tug on the bit that way. He said, listen to my word. Whatever that word is, listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. See, hear.